At least a 500,000 Massachusetts residents are among the 14 million Americans a federal agency says would lose health insurance next year under the new Republican plan to replace Obamacare. The plan's architect, House Speaker Paul Ryan, says many of those people would be choosing to end coverage they don't want, coverage forced on them. But for many Massachusetts residents, there's no choice. It's because the American Health Care Act, as the GOP plan is called, would price health insurance out of reach. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act is a hot topic these days during coffee breaks at the Brandeis Heller School for Social Policy and Management, where 26-year-old Kayla Sherry is a graduate student.
I think it scares me, and it scares a lot of my peers for a few different reasons. You know, probably the biggest reason being that it does phase out funding for Medicaid expansion.
Sherry, who works part-time and lives with her family in Medford to save money, is one of about 300,000 Massachusetts residents who get free health coverage because Obamacare made more people eligible for Medicaid. The House Republican plan would phase out that expansion and give 20-somethings, regardless of what they make, a $2,000 tax credit if they buy health insurance on their own. Sherry says she hopes to get a job that offers coverage once she graduates. If not, she'd likely go without.
I'm a very risk-averse person, so that's for me to say that is kind of a lot. But I'm going to have substantial graduate school debt. You know, if I add another big bill on top of that, I just don't know, you know, if that's going to feel worth it to me.
Right now, if Sherry had to buy coverage on her own, she could expect to spend in the range of $2,500 a year on her health insurance premium, and with copays and deductibles, as much as $7,000. So with a $2,000 tax credit, she could be out $5,000 a year, almost half her part-time income. But Sherry would be in much better shape than Craig Bailey, who lives in Boston's South End and also gets health insurance through the Medicaid expansion. The 59-year-old has avoided taking a close look at how he'd fare under the House Republican plan.
You know, you said you weren't sure if it would be good for your blood pressure.
Yeah, that's pretty much why.
If Bailey shopped for health insurance today, he'd pay roughly twice as much as Sherry, more than $5,000 a year for the premium, over $8,000 with the deductible and copays, which is close to half Bailey's income some years. Under the House Obamacare replacement plan, Bailey would be eligible for a $3,500 tax credit, but he says the cost would still be unrealistic.
I've been a health insurance fugitive before, and going without it, with or without insurance, prevention is the path that I'm trying to take.
And Bailey is catching up on all the doctor and dentist visits he can while he still has insurance. Christina Gutierrez, a 54-year-old nanny from East Boston, would also see a steep jump in healthcare costs. Gutierrez pays $154 a month now for subsidized coverage through the Health Connector. The full cost of that plan would be about $400 a month. Gutierrez could get a tax credit, but she'd have to pay almost a quarter of her income towards health care before she files taxes. If that happens, she says, the state should stop requiring insurance.
Because I can't afford it. I know that it's really important for everybody to have the health plan, but if I can't pay, what can I do?
The insurance mandate is still state law in Massachusetts, but would be difficult to maintain if buying coverage becomes unaffordable for many more residents. Governor Charlie Baker says he's committed to affordable health coverage for all.
We want to make sure that we are able to continue to deliver for the 97% plus of the population here in Massachusetts that's currently covered under our existing system.
But it's hard to see how Massachusetts could make good on that commitment without steady support from the federal government. The Congressional Budget Office says the Obamacare replacement bill would cut Medicaid spending nationwide by close to $1 trillion over 10 years. There's no breakdown for Massachusetts, but Harvard economics professor David Cutler says the loss would be challenging.
If the state of Massachusetts is going to make it up, that's a lot of money that the state of Massachusetts is going to have to help with.
While Massachusetts tries to figure out what it could afford to do under the Ryan plan, the speaker and his team are working to shore up support for a full vote in the U.S. House. Key Senate Republicans have said they do not expect to pass the Ryan bill without significant changes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.